Hello, I'm Pastor Kyle Ronchetto, and this is the Lutheran Pastor's Desk. In chapter 24 of his Gospel, Luke records this story. That very day, two of the disciples were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back, saying that they had seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken! Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going further, but they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took the bread, and blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were open, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?' And they rose that same hour, and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, 'The Lord has indeed risen, and has appeared to Simon.' Then they told what had happened on the road, and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread." Thus far, our text. For the disciples, it must have been hard to know how to react. After all, it had been a harrowing few days. They had suffered through Good Friday with Jesus, their master, being arrested and taken away, and now they're hearing rumors about his resurrection from the dead. But who could truly believe something like that? Who could believe that? And so, when they hear that message, first from the women and then from the other disciples confirming their story, they don't believe it. And they say as much to this man, this stranger that they meet on the road, saying that they don't know what to make of any of it. But he starts to open the scriptures up for them. He starts to explain everything, starting from the very beginning and going to the very end of what we now call the Old Testament. He explained that all these things must happen, that Jesus came to truly redeem his people with his own lifeblood, and that he would rise again. But still, they did not recognize him. It wasn't until he broke the bread, until he came to them in that moment, until he allowed them to see him and opened their eyes, they recognized him. And the passage ends on that note. They knew him in the breaking of the bread. They knew him when he fed them. And that's the same thing with us today. We recognize Jesus. We see him among us when he speaks his words to our heart, but also when he gives us his very body in the bread that is broken. We see Jesus among us as he comes to us each week in a special way to be present in our divine service. We see Jesus, and we know that even when he tells us things that are hard to believe, that he will open the scriptures and make it clear to us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Cleopas and the other disciple who were on that road to Emmaus, that through them you showed your resurrection, and you showed that you will walk beside us as well. Hear us now as we pray in your name and as you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. If you ever have any questions about our church practices or about our faith, I encourage you to send them my way. My email address is pastor@stpaul-lex.org. I look forward to seeing your questions and comments. I'm Pastor Kyle Ronchetto, and I'll see you next time on the Lutheran Pastor's Desk.